So anyway, when I was on fanfiction.net earlier, sorry, I have to share this. I had never really looked for anything other than Twilighted stuff. I found, like, all these ones. There's My Little Pony ones, and there's
Sweet
Bakugan, and all sorts of ones that my kids can read over the summer.
I don't think they're kid friendly.
I looked at the ratings.
Okay. Because you know what kind
know
of things
about ratings.
Read about fan fiction.
Oh, yes.
What is that? Shipping, they call it?
Yeah.
That's I'm gonna look at... Oh my god, the first thing I saw was Rob gets his first kiss. Theon is pleased.
Well, hold on,
oh my
what?
God.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
Can we talk about this for the third segment?
Sure,
I mean,
bad
just,
fan
like,
fiction.
In general, because I'm dying here.
Wait, did you say Rob and Theon? That's
yes.
Hot.
Yes.
Kind of hot.
I mean, you've got me intrigued right there.
I've never been kissed before, Rob admitted. He felt even more embarrassed at the answer, especially considering who he had reveled it to. I assume that's supposed to be revealed. Rob was surprised when he felt fingers grasp his chin, lifting his head up.
Dude, maybe.
In front of him,
maybe.
Smiling as if he was a cat with a mouse stuck in his paws.
Mimi, please. Thank you, but thank you.
You don't understand.
I'm sorry if you have more of a tolerance for gay fanfiction than me.
It's not gay.
It's... What? Rob and Theon? I'm sorry.
It's brotherly love. Wait, I'm confused because it says there are 25, but however, I only see 7. Oh, I need to go to all ratings.
Wait, you weren't
yeah,
on the
that
rating?
Brings up the good stuff. Where's the mature?
Just go to
oh, no. Number 9. Love is sweet, dearest Ned. Lyanna is 15 and really would not rather get married at all, so she brings Ned into her angst. This may become a habit.
Oh my gosh. Why do people write this?
Write this or write fan fiction?
Straddle me, she told him. I
no.
want you to touch yourself, as I do too, and see if we can finish together.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder if she said promise me, Ned, in this.
No, she said straddle me, Ned. You heard that.
But that would have been so great if they had worked that in there.
Straddle me, Ned.
Who? What? Why? The head of it bumping against her stomach.
Christ, Mimi, stop it!
Oh no! Until Charles gets his mic working, I'm gonna continue to read tidbits, which hopefully gives him incentive to get on it.
Jesus. Come on, Chuck, hurry up.
You know what? You just need to randomly put her phrases together that she's reading.
A tourney is held at Winterfell with Sansa's hand in marriage as the prize. And Sansa will do anything to ensure that she gets a happy ending, like in the songs.
Jesus.
Sansa / Sandor. Where's Ashley 1?
Is it working now?
Yep, we could hear you, but you're very, very quiet.
She touched his manhood lightly
no.
and felt it move in italics in her hand, growing stiffer and bigger. Sansa, his raspy voice sounded even rougher than usual.